Yeah, it was a cracker game for sure, mate. The boys showed a lot of fight, a lot of spirit, so it was good to get that win off the bat, that first home game.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, I mentioned, you know, undefeated on both sides. What was the biggest challenges you guys had to face?
I think the biggest challenge was for us, mate, is, you know, it was probably only the second team we've played. That was at full strength. Coburn were missing probably one of their better players in Gavin Field. But definitely one of our bigger challenges was playing against a much more mature and physical and tough team. I mean, they were, it was just a dogfight the whole game. So physical and so aggressive on both ends of the floor. And it was, I think everyone's pulled up a little bit sore, but, you know, you're always a bit happier when you get the win on your side.
Oh, of course. I mentioned off air before, I was supposed to go to the game. I fell asleep, woke up about 8:30. I didn't look at any of the results or anything because I knew it was going to be a cracker of a game until I got into work this morning. Very upset. Went into overtime. The boss even popped his head in this morning, had a go at me about it. It went into overtime. That's absolutely amazing. What was the message from Dale, the rest of the coaches out there, as you're nearing full time?
I guess we had a really poor first half. We were down about 15 heading into the second half, and I guess the message that it wasn't just the coaches, but I think the playing group as well was just, you know, with starts of their defense, and we got to see if we, you know, got a bit of heart, because everyone's a bit, you know, tricky with their offense right now. No one really understands at this point of the year for any team. Unless you've been together for a long time. Our understanding was we got to see if we've got a bit of heart. We got to see if we've got a bit of ticker and go against these guys and just really try and prove to ourselves that we can be a really good team no matter if the ball's going in or not.
Yeah.
I think we really proved that in that third quarter. And then, heading into overtime, I thought we had all the momentum. I think Dale was the same. I think the playing group was the same. We had all the momentum going our way. They hit the first three of the overtime. I think that's all they scored after that. So I think it was, I think it was just more of a momentum game for us. Todd, we had the momentum. We saw the opportunity and we just took it. Lucky for us, Coburn missed a couple shots, but I think it's credit to our guards, pressure defense and our help defense as well. But the message was just, go out there and just be strong and play the best defense we can and let's just run.
Yeah, that is great. Once again, chatting to Liam Hunt from the Bucks. How are you feeling?
Oh, very sore. Going up against the big 7'2" bloke and big Nathan Pond. You know, them rotating in and out, and me and Matt just kind of had to go in and try and push them out as much as we could. And they're both very, very physical and very active. And Foot and I are the same, which is a benefit for us. And, I think we're all pulled up a bit sore. I wouldn't be surprised if all four bodies are taking a bit of a day off today.
Fair enough.
But, I feel great, mate. Really happy with the win. Really happy just get a bit of confidence going through the leg again. And hopefully can just keep doing things to help the team win.
Yeah, all right. We'll let you go. I appreciate your time. Before I do, of course, another home game this weekend. How do you think you guys are going to fare?
Yeah, another undefeated teams. Two undefeated teams going head-to-head. Kalgoorlie's very tough. Watched a bit of film on them yesterday against Rockingham, and they knocked off Rockingham at home. Rocco, I think, is one of the better teams, if not the best team in the league at the moment. With Greg Hire and Marshall Nelson and Tommy Jervis, they got a really, really good team there. That's without their Yanks, and so they've knocked them off at home, and they're going to be a really tough challenge for us. They're very athletic, very quick, and from what I can see, that they want to play fast, and we're just going to have to do the best we can to knock them down and stop them.